This is Dr. Mejia, the trainer for the patient, Brian Singh, medical record. It's 150467, that was 67-1978. Referring physician, it's Dr. Guy Nichols, procedure performed. EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsies. Date of the procedure, June 24, 2022. Indications. Left upper quadrant abdominal pain, post-diagnosis, impression 1, esophagitis, LA class B, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3, suboptimal preparation in the colonoscopy pair paragraph. Deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, CECOM for the colonoscopy, complications non-immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 7 minutes, preparation was suboptimal pair paragraph. Overall procedure as per double template pair paragraph findings, oropharynx, pyelonephroma, pair paragraph esophagus. There's a bitumen erosion in the distal esophagus consistent with the class B esophagitis, pair paragraph stomach appear normal. Biopsy taken from antrum, body hair, H. pylori, pair paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, pair paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1 period. Sigma descending colon, ogre's lesion seen, pair paragraph, spinal flexure, transverse colon, ogre's lesion seen, pair paragraph, hepatic flexure, ascending colon, cecum, ogre's lesion seen, period. Liquid and some solid stool residual present throughout the colon, pair examination because of suboptimal period, small of lesions could have been missed, pair paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology, reports number 2, anti-reflux measures number 3, avoid incidents number 4, monitor clinical number 5, we start a patient on proton 40 milligrams per daily. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 6 months.